B-Pod Studios.
Well, I got into a bottle of wine, which was half the problem.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren on Kiss 95.1.
What?
I was discussing things off with our producer.
I know. I was professional and didn't turn the microphone on.
Oh, good. I figured you were unprofessional and everybody was hearing my very boring conversation about commercials.
No, very professional here on this Manny, Roy, and Lauren radio program. Welcome to Monday. It is February 22nd, 2021.
Hi.
Rainy. 36 degrees. What else is new?
I'm moving to Seattle. I hear it's nicer there.
Oh, man. Well, we definitely need a Monday morning song to get us back into the groove. Producer Nicole's back, so the show is back at 100%, which is nice. We got a ton to do today.
It is. You know, I miss her presence. You know what I mean? Just to be able to, like, say a joke and then look up, and if she smiles or doesn't smile, I know it's funny.
Yeah.
I miss that.
Yeah, Nicole, when you're gone from now on, I'm going to bring in a stuffed animal to put in that seat. So that, like, I have a big Winnie the Pooh that we can put in there.
Okay. this is a lot. Keep it going.
And then just write go to commercial on it. Not funny.
And the middle finger.
Man. All right. Here we go. Let's get our Monday morning vibe on, you guys. May Roy Loren bringing us back to life is what it is.
Oh, I feel so... Is this like an emo song?
Right?
Yes, it's Evanescence.
I love it.
Let's go.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Love that voice.
Oh, good morning. Welcome to the Manny Moy Morning Show.
Evanescence to get you started on a Monday morning, bring you back to life.
You remember when you would wear all black and you'd have those hair flips? Do you remember that style with the emo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, you did?
Oh, big fan of it.
Okay.
I mean, I was never dressed that way, but I thought that was a cool look, man.
That is Amy Lee, her name is the lead singer of Evanescence, and she is from Little Rock, Arkansas. And when I worked morning radio, my very first job in Little Rock, Arkansas, just like Phil from K104.7 is next to us, her dad, John Lee, worked at The River, which is very much like K104.7.
Oh, okay.
So John Lee used to bring his daughter in and, you know.
They were just like his daughter. Like nobody cared.
Yeah, they were just like the nicest people. John Lee was the nicest guy, probably still is. And then we interviewed her years later and we were like, hey, we remember you from Arkansas. And she was like, I can't believe it. Like, I can't believe it. That was her big thing, was like she couldn't believe it.
You know how he does that with his daughter, brings his daughter around? My dad brings me around, and everyone thinks, you know, in Roanoke that I'm down here in the city of Charlotte, a big time radio host. They all think I'm friends with John Boy and Billy. I'm like, hey, so how's John Boy doing, bud?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know.
I know. So
check in with Billy.
And that leads me to the one thing, like, it's so funny that you bring that up, because the one thing I was going to tell you this weekend was I went to Johnson City, Tennessee, where my in-laws live, and my wife's mother stepped up. My wife's, she's not really her stepdad, because Amanda's mom got remarried, long after Amanda had been in college and stuff. So, anyway, so Dave is telling me about John Boy and Billy. He's telling me all these bits, and I don't know any of them.
Mad Max.
I mean, he loves one thing they do. You know, but and then he was naming all these other segments. And I'm trying to write them down on my hand so we can steal them. But
I listen to John Boy Billy every day. I like them.
I'm glad you do.
They're a good show.
And then I'm waiting for the video to come through, but my daughter started saying a word over the weekend randomly that had us cracked up. She's 2.5 years old, and she was walking around saying this word, and I don't want to tell you. I want to play it for you. So once Amanda sends that video, I'll play it for you this morning, okay?
I can't wait. Well, my one thing is that I was having a hard time falling asleep. Sunday nights are so difficult for me to get back into the rhythm. And so Sterling, my fiance, recommended to play Rain on, like, Spotify for, like, you know, whatever, white noise.
Right, yeah.
And so I did, and it was too loud, and then I stopped it because it was annoying me, but then I could heal my own heart rate, and I'm like, okay, well, let me get the white noise back, and it's like 11:30, and I haven't passed out yet, you know.
Now I have to pee.
Not to pee, you know. And then, like, I would all of a sudden, I'd be like, is it getting louder? Like, is the rain louder? I was trying to critique the white noise.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and then I was cracking up because the rain got harder. You know, the storm was picking up. I'm like, oh, well, the cold front's really moving in on this fake storm noise. So finally, I pass out. And what I've learned is that when the white noise is on, I don't wake up as much in the middle of the night. Like, I am, I'm out.
Yeah.
Because it's consistent. You can't.
Sure. And then, of course, a couple that I took with, like, four melatonins, but that's neither here nor there.
All right.
But I wake up to, like, 4 a.m., so the noise just turns off, and it wakes me up because there's no noise. And then I hear someone, creeping beside me, and I immediately throw my arm up.
Dude, what is going on?
Sterling snuck around to turn off the white noise.
It's probably keeping him awake.
It was. He couldn't go to sleep. But it freaked me out. Like, I legit thought that I was being murdered. Like, I woke up till the music stopped, and I was laying there, and I'm like, oh, that's odd. I wonder why maybe it ran out. And then I heard my phone move and someone walk, and I'm like, oh, hell no. Here it is.
Yeah, I told you. That's what happens to me in the middle of the night. Like, if I hear a noise, I wake up, and I put my fists up, like, right away. I'm like, I'm ready.
Sterling, of course, was shocked that my first reaction, I threw my arm up like I was about to hit him. And I'm like, well, it was a reaction. I don't know.
I didn't know it was you.
So, good night of sleep or not?
I got like 5 hours. It's not bad.
It's not bad. Look at what Roy does for you guys.
Yeah, 5 hours.
Seriously. Really goes to the limit. What about you, Ren? What's the one thing?
I am very hyper-focused on first with my 8-month-old because I know it's also the last. Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, but that sounds depressing.
It is really depressing for me. So it makes me really happy and really sad. But he started crawling like a crazy man about a month ago. And he's already pulling up and cruising, like skirting the couch and tables.
Standing and walking.
Yeah. And I'm like, stop. Like, just stop. I can't.
Slow down.
Yeah.
You know what I just realized? This is why moms favor the youngest. Exactly what Loren's going through. It's the first of last for everything, so they develop a deeper connection with the child.
I don't know. I don't know that I have a deeper connection with Jackson than I do with Cashin, but I definitely know my mom has a deeper connection with my brother Vincenzo than she does with me.
Because she probably did the same thing. She was probably watching his every move because she knew it was going to be the last.
I don't know, but it's
Loren sent such an angry, I need help text over the weekend.
We'll discuss that later. Okay.
All right, so lots to do today. Happy National Margarita Day.
Hey!
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah.
I wish I would have prepared. I would love to drink margaritas.
We will do a margarita Zoom later, the three of us.
Let's do it.
Four of us, if Nicole wants to get in. Struggling teaching their kids virtually, and adults are having a hard time, specifically with two subjects. Any guesses?
Math.
One.
English?
Spinglish?
I was going to say science, but it's probably more natural that us Americans don't even understand our native language.
No, it's spelling. Math and spelling.
Spelling, yeah.
Those are the two. 56% of parents say they have to at least look up a math problem or how to spell a word when teaching their kids virtually from home.
You know what my dad used to do to me? He used to tell me to go check the encyclopedia constantly. It would drive me crazy. I'm like, can't you just tell me?
Yeah.
Kids now are smart. They'll ask Google or they'll ask Alexa. We've had to move Alexa out of Dean's room when he's doing homework because we'll hear her talking. 56% of parents say they're hopeless when it comes to trying to do math homework without helping their kids do math homework without the help of a calculator or even spelling. And I thought about it, too. I'm like, you know, a lot of words I know how to spell, but it's crazy. Like, Dean was spelling the word, and he's like, W-U-R-D. And I go, that's how you would think it was spelled. Like W-E-R-D, because like O, it would be like ward.
Ward.
Right? Yeah, yeah. So English is a difficult language for anyone to learn.
Like, yeah.
Elena Lorenzo Pear.
I was going to say, poor Elena asked me, she is so confused by like there, and there.
Yeah, I bet.
What else?
I still am.
Pool.
I'm 40,
pool.
Going on 46.
Yeah. Like she asked me constantly. And then like, She also has a hard time with like earth and hearth, maybe. Mm. Earth and hearth like are really hard for her. That,
yeah,
you know.
Well, by the way, Dean's learning vowel pairs, mm-hmm. which is a really cool way to teach.
What's a vowel pair?
You know, like O and U, E and A, oh. I and E. They're vowel pairs. So it's like.
And that's what Elena has a hard time with is like the E and A,
yeah.
the pairing.
Right. It's just kind of a fun way to teach them. Like when I was in second grade, I was at a Catholic school and I had a nun teaching me and she wasn't telling me about vowel pairs. She was like, this is how you spell receive, idiot.
I think when I was in kindergarten, K, the letter K and L got married.
Oh, that's cool.
And I was the usher to the wedding.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we all dressed up and we literally had a legit wedding for K and L.
That's fun.
Yeah.
63% of parents say they negotiate which one of them is going to do the helping with kids each night. Now, listen to this. 54% of parents say they try to come up with excuses to get out of helping their kids with homework, including coming home late from work, telling the kid they have to do laundry or clean up instead. They have to go to the have to make an emergency grocery store run. These are all reasons to not help your child with work. Paying for a tutor and faking a business call, faking being sick or ill.
Oh, so they pay for a tutor so that they don't have to.
Right.
Have their, I get it.
Or doing what I do. This is what I do. I tell Dean, like, a lot of times, I'm like, bud, this is your homework. I already did the second grade. This is your work. Do the best you can. If you have questions, ask me, but I'm not going to sit here and do it with you.
Oh, of course. But, like, that's like my dad telling me to go look it up in the encyclopedia.
It's just
like,
the easy way out.
Can you just help me?
No. Yeah, help yourself. It's the only way you're going to get by in this world.
Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
I told you guys that I caught somebody doing something to my wife at a truck stop, no less, or like a gas station on the way home.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I'll tell you about that in a second because I said something to the guy and then he responded back to me and I don't even know if it's legal what he was doing.
Okay.
Anyway, before we get to that, I told you my daughter just randomly started saying a word over the weekend and we were like, what did you say? And then she said it again and started laughing because we were all laughing. Listen to what my two and a half year old daughter, Ruby, her new word. You ready?
What were you talking about?
Dr. Fauci.
What's he do?
He do Dr. Fauci.
Just randomly saying Dr. Fauci?
Yeah, she's going Dr. Fauci and then laughing.
Oh, this is a fun word.
Dr. Fauci.
And we're like, we have got to get video of this and play it for you. And we'll laugh about a pandemic, you know, laugh about Dr. Fauci in the future. I just thought that was so funny. Nobody said anything to her. She picked it up from the news or something.
Right.
It's funny, right?
How the pandemic is affecting kids, dude. It's like my nieces are so, like they think, I guess my sister just scared them into not touching anything. Because like when they like came over, they wouldn't like even want to touch my doorknob.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I don't want to get the virus. And I'm like, everything's safe in here, kids. So I think we're fine.
Right. Yeah. Uncle Roy is taking care of it. We haven't been anywhere.
Yeah.
So we go to pull into a gas station to fuel up outside of Morganton and right off the highway, right off of 40.
Uh-huh.
And I get out first with Dean. We run to the restroom. Amanda stays there with Ruby. Then when I come back, Amanda, I notice when I'm walking back, there's a guy sitting at a table. You know how they have those tables out front for you to like sit and eat?
Yeah.
And he's got his legs crossed, older guy. And he's just sitting there staring at the car. And I'm like, oh, he probably saw Ruby. Maybe thinks Ruby's cute. Who knows what? And next thing you know, he takes his phone out. And he's like this. I'm showing Roy and Loren, like, right at my car.
He's filming it?
Get going like that. So then Amanda gets out. And sure enough, like, Dean's talking to me. And I'm not paying attention because then his camera follows Amanda. Right blatantly in the open.
Oh, my gosh.
And, like, Amanda doesn't know any better. She just keeps walking. She's not even paying attention to the guy. So I roll my window down. And I was like, pretty hot, huh? And he didn't respond. So I got out of my car. I said, told Dean, hey, hang tight here for a minute. I got out of the car and just like a cool move. I leave the door open. So I'm just like kind of in between my car and the door.
Yeah.
And I stand up and I'm like, you filming everybody today?
What'd he say?
He goes, only redheads.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That's
he even
creepy.
Openly admits to it.
Uh-huh. And he leaves his legs crossed. And then stops filming and, like, goes and looks at his phone like he's going to watch the video.
Oh.
And so I was like,
how old is this man?
I go,
not that, I mean, that's
60s.
Okay.
60s?
Yeah.
You know?
So did you get charged with assault?
No. Oh. Amanda comes back, and I'm telling her, I go,
no, Amanda did.
I'm sitting in the car, and Dean's going, Dad, what'd you say to the guy? What'd you say to the guy? What'd you say to him? And I'm like, buddy, I don't want to go through the whole thing with you. You know, I don't even want to explain it. But I said, that guy was taking video of your mom. And then so Amanda starts walking out, and I get out, and I'm like, go around this way. Come around the car this way. Don't walk in front of the guy.
Sure.
And she's like, why? I was like, he was taking video of you. She goes, I don't care. I was like, what? I don't care. So, I mean, I guess because she's at a public place and he's at a public place, he has the right to film her or take video of people?
I have no idea.
I have no clue, but that's weird, man.
It is weird.
So now I'm Googling, like, redhead websites to see if she's on some, like, web, you know, uploaded to some website.
I mean.
But what can you say?
I know.
I thought about going to tell.
You could just stand in front of him and block the shot.
I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. The other thing I talked about, too, is I think you were on maternity leave over the summer when Roy and I were talking about how people video each other.
Oh, whenever there's any confrontation, that is always everyone's first move is for it to go viral.
I'll video you.
Yeah, dude. That's what you should have done. And then, what are you doing? Like, been all loud. All loud. Look at this guy filming my wife as you film him.
You know what? I probably should have. And I probably should have uploaded it to TikTok and probably would have gotten a lot of hits from people.
Probably. Yeah, see, you just missed your chance to be a millionaire.
Well, I wouldn't have made money off of it, but people would have commented on the jerk. I don't know, but then is he a jerk? I don't even know. I don't know how to feel. It's my wife, but we're in public.
Yeah.
I can't imagine someone who openly says, I'm only filming redheads.
Only redheads
is
what he said.
Has innocent attentions.
Yeah.
Can't imagine.
I go, and he doubled down, too. I go, we filming everyone today? Taking video of everyone? No, only redheads.
Did you say anything after that?
No.
Like, would you see, like...
No, because before that, I go, she's hot, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe he would laugh, but he didn't.
By the way, you're so kind. I would have stood in front of the shot. I would have ruined it. Probably had a confrontation.
I didn't know, because then I'm starting to think, I'm like, legally, the guy's probably allowed to take video.
Right.
We're in public. He's in public. It's creepy. But what would the cops say if they came? Yeah, I don't even know.
I don't think they can do anything. Yeah. So
anyway, just a wonderful story. Yeah. Thanks to everyone up in Morganton.
Whenever you're at the gas station, be prepared to be filmed.
828 texted and said, I'm from Morganton. I'm sorry. We do not claim him.
Okay. Thank you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
So this is something that... you, Manny, and Loren may know a little thing about. You got a taste of this. A couple chained themselves together for 3 months.
Oh, dear God. Manny and I did it for 24 hours, and that was enough.
That's true. Gosh, over a year ago now?
Nice of you, Loren.
I love you. I do. I just... There's no desire for me to be chained to anybody for 24 hours.
We lost a bet and had to be handcuffed together.
Yes.
Why are these people doing it?
They're doing it in the ultimate test of love.
Like, if we can make it through 3 months, then we can get married?
Kind of. Alexander and Victoria celebrated their Valentine's Day a bit differently. On Valentine's Day, they traveled and had their hands chained and sealed together by a representative of the National Register of Records. Their goal is to literally be next to each other for every moment for the next 3 months. That includes sleeping, bathing, and obviously using the restroom together.
How do they work?
I don't know.
Do you know that when Loren and I spent the night at her place, she laid on the bed and I had to lay on the floor, and the thing that sucked the most is that we couldn't roll?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because
my right hand was attached to her left hand.
Which I was fine with, because I'm a belly sleeper anyway, so I just laid with my arm off the bed.
Mm.
Okay, well, this couple is documenting their experience over the 3 months, and if they have to call it quits before reaching their goal, they are going to need someone to cut the chain off with a special cutting tool. Evidently, the guy is an actual welder, and he created this monstrosity of a... Mm. A handcuff. It's not your normal one.
He sounds like a stage 5 clinger, number one. Number two, that gives a whole new meaning to the old ball and chain.
Yeah.
Our handcuffs were fuzzy.
Yeah.
They were pink. And we went to the...
From my personal collection.
Yeah. We gave them back. we went to the Jonas Brothers concert that night, and we actually have a picture of us with the boys.
We do. You know, it just came up on my time hop the other day.
Isn't
randomly.
That funny? Yeah, we went and saw the boys. We're like, don't ask. Don't even ask why we're handcuffed together, but we are. We have to go this way.
And if I'm not mistaken, like because we weren't able to get tickets or something through the radio station, it was like a last minute call. I guess maybe somehow the family knew what you guys were doing, and they. I feel like you guys got in at the last second.
Yeah, Kevin
really
Senior,
just for a photo op.
We had
Kevin Senior's been a fan of the show, and he's a nice guy. Yeah, Papa Jonas, and so he called, and he's like, "Yeah, we got you taken care of." And
Randy's like, "There's just one problem. I'm like one and a half. There's somebody chained to me."
We walked around the whole concert. People were like, "Oh my god, you guys really did it!"
But does security even mind that?
We told them what we were doing. But we had the lanyard too.
Okay.
Yeah, it was very odd to be at the show. In the perfect case scenario, you and I would have been handcuffed together and been like private, closed, watched movies. That was the plan.
Right.
And then we got invited to the concert.
Could you imagine like the person who's not a fan of this show had no clue? All of a sudden you see a guy and a girl handcuffed together walking around a concert.
People would be like, "Oh, dude, that guy does not want to let this girl go."
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I absolutely love you guys. My husband and I listen every morning. You are entertainment on the way to work.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mamie, Roy, and Loren.
So there's people on TikTok right now, and they're sharing the lies that their parents told them when they were growing up. That they were, I mean, they sold them. So one person said that he was so into Harry Potter that his parents actually told him that he was accepted to Hogwarts on his 11th birthday. And they started buying him like wizard supplies. And then after months, obviously he didn't forget about it and the parents had to come clean.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, what was the parents thinking? Like, I feel like that would come about at some point.
Right. Like at some, you're going to just send him to summer camp and...
We could fill this whole segment up with you guys telling us what was it that your parents lied to you about or told you that you believed when you were a kid.
704-570-9595. Mine made me end up in the guidance counselor's office with my parents on the phone. I'll tell you that story.
Okay.
Yeah.
803 texted in and said we could never go to McDonald's because they were always quote-unquote painting it. And then this poor girl, her parents lied and said that her cat, when it died, actually wanted to become an actress and went to Hollywood.
Yeah, listen, I have the audio of this TikTok because this is funny.
When I was young, I lived at my grandpa's house with my mom, and I had a cat named Inky. And one day, I had no idea where she went, so I asked my mom. And my mom told me that Inky got on an airplane with my godmother, Colleen, and all she ever wanted was to become an actress. So she went to L.A., and, like, she went to go, like, be a movie star. And I just, like, was like, okay, yeah, sure. And then, a year later, the movie... Cats and Dogs came out, and there was a cat that looked just like Inky in it, and I was like, oh my gosh, my sis, she made it.
That's even more embarrassing when you don't realize it was a lie, and you, as you get older, you're telling people that, right?
All of a sudden, Sabrina the Teenage Witch came out, and there was Inky.
There's Inky.
Inky, send me back some money. I want to live in some of that fame. Holy cow.
Well, you could join the show by calling 704-570-9595. My dad had really hairy arms, and he told me that we came from monkeys. And so I, like, legit believe that, like, above my grandparents probably were monkeys. And so, you know, being in the South.
Bro, you don't play that.
You don't go to school saying you're from monkeys. The Darwinism is not on the front of the curriculum. And so, like, we ended up in, like, the guidance council, and they had to call my parents in and, like, hey, you can't tell your kid
That's funny.
You're from Monkees.
That's funny. Is your dad double down?
No.
No. Does that get to the church too? And like you go to church the next day, they're like, the Browns. I would like to see the Browns after our service today.
We're going
to
teach them a different way of thinking.
I remember, and I think we talked about this in the past. My grandma said the Angels were bowling when it thundered. That was a good one.
If it thunderstorms when it's sunshine, that means the devil and Satan's having a fight.
Yeah.
So aggressive.
My neighbor also, he was a construction worker, and he knew that I loved, like, heavy equipment and stuff. So he bought me a hat that said, like, Caterpillar, and he told me that, like, one of those machines will be mine when I get older.
Oh.
So I always made a whole thing where I was like, hey, that bulldozer, that's mine. And when I get older, I'll get it.
But that's like the Hogwarts thing. Like, clearly you're going to get older and think that it's time to go or own that.
Yeah, when I wrote my college thesis on it and it didn't turn out, I think I knew it was over.
980 texted in and said, my mom told me that the dome light inside your car, having that on at nighttime, was illegal.
I thought it was for the longest time, too. I guess my parents lied to me about that.
Why do parents freak out over that? I've had the light on many times in my car.
It's harder to see.
It's not. I drive just fine. I think my parents were drama queens.
Some of these are just mean, too. Like 815 Loren says, when I was pouting with my lip out and all, my mom would tell me if I didn't tuck my lip back in, a bird would poop on it.
Okay.
What do you got?
So somebody said that their dad convinced them as a child that a mile was actually a hop, skip, and a jump. I've heard that.
910 said, my parents told me that if I'm ever going to get married, my husband-to-be would be required to give them a dowry of several Longhorn cows and a Ford 350.
That's awesome.
My mom told me if I ate the crust off bread that my hair would become curly.
What? Why?
That is so random.
You guys, these are funny. Things that your parents used to tell you. Small little lies. 704-570-9595. We got more. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
What lies did your parents tell you? That's what we want to hear. Let's go to the phones, talk with Nikki. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning.
Well,
Hi.
Nikki.
All right. What did Dad used to tell you?
So when I was little and all my friends were developing their breasts, my dad told me that chopping wood would help. So I went out there and chopped about a week's worth of wood for him, and then noticed it wasn't happening. Told it to my mom. And my mom was like, well, my dad told me if you rub cow manure on your breast, it would grow.
Oh, my gosh, I played you.
Put my boots on, headed up to the field. She's like, where are you going? I'm like, want to get me some cow manure, Mom? And she had to stop me and say, no.
Oh. You had the world's meanest parents.
And you're gullible. I mean,
thanks,
come
Nikki.
On. At what point do we stop blaming the parents? The kid's about to go put poop on her.
They knew she was gullible.
One more real quick.
Let's talk with Anonymous in Forest City. You're on with Manny Roy and the Rim. What's the lies that you've heard from your parents?
Well, I used to tell my son when he was little, you know, little boys, once they find their areas, they keep their hands on it. I used to tell him that if he didn't let go of it and leave it alone, it would fall off.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
It's funny. Loren's learning how nice it is when family doesn't live in town. And Amanda is learning the same thing, too, about her mom, who lives in Johnson City, Tennessee, with her husband.
Uh-huh.
They're talking about moving to Lancaster. In fact, they're going to. They bought property. And Amanda's like, I thought I'd be more excited than I am because, you know, it just changes everything.
Yeah.
Like the dynamic of being 3.5 hours away from each other. Although it has its drawbacks, is also nice. Now, Loren, more and more family members in your direct family are moving to Charlotte.
Yeah, my brother just moved here. My mom spends a lot of time here. My mom's boyfriend lives here. And now I feel like I'm having to fight for my mom's attention, and it's really annoying to me.
And that's because, Vin, your brother moved here recently.
Yeah, but like, so when my mom would come to visit, because her boyfriend already lived here, I kind of felt like she was torn between the two of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now that Vinny's here, I feel like I am so low man on the totem pole.
Like, what happened over the weekend to make you come to this realization? Because you, I feel like you were really wanting some mom attention.
I was, and I don't know. I just feel like I didn't really see my mom last week. I went and saw, I tried to see her, like, when I dropped my son off, because my son's speech therapist is, like, right next to my mom's boyfriend's office.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped by a couple times, and one of the times she was, like, on her way out, which is fine. Like, I brought my laptop. I had some stuff to do anyway. But with the construction going on in my backyard, I wanted her opinion on something. And, like, sure, I called her last minute. It, because I needed to make this, like, last-minute decision. But when I called her, she was like, I can't come over right now. And I was like, okay. And she's like, I'm watching a movie with your brother. I was like, okay. She's like, yeah, I spent the night here last night, and we started watching something. We're just finishing it now.
She stayed at Vin's apartment?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I know.
And then she's like, I gotta go get my nails done after this. So, like, maybe I'll come over, like, tonight. And I was like, well, we're gonna have made the decision by then. So, like, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Lorraine, I can't come over right now. We're watching 90 Day Fiancé, and I have to see how this ends. Right. I'm sorry. We all have things going on. Can I read the text you sent?
No.
Oh, it's funny.
No.
She was infuriated.
I was just hurt.
I love when you share stuff with us, though, but I won't read it. It was just very funny. And it's just along the lines of what Lorraine's saying now, but it was, she said it in a different way.
Yeah.
And then, Roy, you mentioned it earlier this morning that maybe there is something to parents having a connection with their youngest child that the oldest doesn't have.
Lorraine made me realize that because she's watching every first with her son, Jackson. And I'm like, well, maybe that's when parents, when someone knows that, hey, this is going to be my last child, they really focus on that child.
Your so first or your last. Yeah.
So, like, yeah. Like, if she comes to you, your mom, she uh-huh. comes to your house, it's
to see the
Dallas, Lorraine,
well, no,
the au pair, and the kids.
Right.
She ain't watching 90 Day Fiancé in silence
no.
now.
No.
So
it's
what
always
she
a
can
whole thing.
Do is go to baby Vin's place where it's calm, quiet, and it's just her and her little boy.
I know. Trust me. I'm not saying I get the decision. I was needing a little mom time and couldn't get a word in Tommy.
Can we all agree that the middle child gets screwed the most? Because my oldest brother, Rich, goes to see my parents every single day. And now he's like starting to run their finances and stuff because dad and mom just don't want to deal.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's great. I'm the baby. I'm good. My middle brother lives in Chicago. And Kevin, my middle brother, has always been kind of the black sheep of the family.
Well, they don't even think. He's like, he's off to the side. They don't even think about him, I bet.
And growing up, they were Irish twins. My brother and Kevin were born like in the same year or something, if that's possible, or like the same year and a half.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I guess it wasn't bad when nobody lived here. Because then when my mom would come here, you know what I mean?
Like, you had her attention.
Right. I had her attention. But now I'm fighting not one, but two people. And I'm like, you know what? I give up. I'm not going to fight for love and affection.
It's weird. It's weird when nobody lives around you. You miss it at first. And then you realize you don't have to worry about holidays. You don't have to worry about birthdays.
Yeah.
Now it's all get-togethers and...
Yeah, but the time you spent together when they didn't live here was like more quality time.
Yeah.
Now it's just like...
Get
I'll
out,
fit
Vinny.
You in.
Vinny, get yeah. out. How long did he sign his lease for?
I don't know.
Vinny, you got 6 months and then our Lorraine's back alone, okay?
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine.
Rant.
On Kiss 95.1.
You got Hannah and York, Lorraine.
Hey, Hannah.
Hi, guys.
You are playing Can't Beat Lorraine today. Are you a first timer?
I am, and I'm kind of doing it against my better judgment.
Well, let's just see how you do before you judge anything.
All right, throw her out of the studio.
All right, Lorraine, get on out.
I'm going.
All right, Lorraine's putting the headphones down. She's leaving the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear the question.
Wearing her very trendy Manny Roy and Lorraine Show sweatshirt, which you can get at kiss951.com at our store. All right, after months of speculation, Kim Kardashian's officially fired for divorce from her husband of 7 years. How many kids do they have together?
Ooh, three.
Question two, this Jonas brother, who is married to Priyanka Chopra, will be doing double duty on SNL this upcoming weekend as the host and musical guest. Which Joe Bro is that?
Nick Jonas.
The Mandalorian star, Gina Carano has been booted from the show and refuses to apologize. What streaming service carries that show?
Disney Plus.
Question four. Prince Harry and his wife have officially lost their honorary royal titles. What is that word? Patronages? I'm asking Hannah, like she knows.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I guess lots of regular people are showing up to support the couple. Who's Harry's wife?
Meghan Markle.
Okay, Meghan Markle. Question five. Olivia Rodrigo celebrated her 18th birthday over the weekend by seeing her hit song being turned into a skit on SNL. What is the name of Olivia Rodrigo's hit song that we play here on Kiss?
Driver's License, and that was a great skit. It was hysterical.
I know Royce said I have to catch up on SNL tonight, like DVR.
That was a good episode. Yeah. All right, Lorenz coming back into the studio.
How did Hannah do?
She got four correct.
Okay.
And I got one wrong, so. Here we go. Okay. After months of speculation, Kim Kardashian has officially filed for divorce from her husband of 7 years. How many kids do they have?
Four.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Hannah said three.
That's what I would have said. Who did I miss?
They got North Saint Chicago Psalm.
Yep.
Psalm.
It's you, right?
The one he's the baby.
Yeah,
I would have missed Psalm, too.
To be clear, I Googled it when she said three because I'm like, it doesn't sound right.
All right, question two. This Jonas brother who is married to Priyanka Chopra will be doing double duty on SNL this coming weekend as both the host and musical guest. Who is that?
Nick Jonas.
That's right, 2-1.
The Mandalorian star Gina Carano was booted from the show after saying some things on social media, and she refuses to apologize. What streaming service carries that show?
Disney Plus.
That's right, 3-2.
So Prince Harry and his wife have officially lost their honorary royal titles and patronages, but lots of people are showing up to support the couple. Who's Harry's wife?
Meghan Markle.
That's right, 4-3.
Olivia Rodrigo celebrated her 18th birthday over the weekend by seeing her hit song being turned into a skit on SNL. What's the name of her hit song that we play here on Kiss?
Driver's License?
That is correct. Final score, 5-4. Lorraine, you got 12 wins.
Hannah, not bad.
Oh, not bad. I know. I know.
You gotta know your Kardashians, though.
I'm an avid fan, too.
All right, you know what we want to hear before we let you go.
I can't beat Loren. Bye, guys. Bye.
Thanks for playing, Hannah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
So the last time we had someone call us out, actually somebody called the radio show and said they saw me unloading stuff out of my car into a dumpster. Remember that?
Yeah.
At like a big box store, I was using their dumpster to get rid of garbage from my garage.
Yeah.
Man. Why are you calling me out like that what I'm doing on a Saturday?
You're not the first person to do it.
Someone on the Mania Roy in the Rim Morning Show is busted again.
Now, the person's not on the phone, but I guess they sent us a DM to our Instagram at the MRL Show.
And the person is me.
What'd you do?
Yes.
I was busted. Here's the DM we got. And this is how it starts. I cannot believe what I just saw. I'm at a gas pump right now, and I see Roy. You know how the gas pump automatically shuts off when the tank is full? Well, like most people, I try to hit a certain number and pump a few extra times to top it off. Not Roy. He just put it back in like a psycho.
Like a psycho?
Were you just in a rush? Like, can you pinpoint this day?
I can pinpoint every time I pump up. Whenever it's done, I just stop and I put it back in.
You don't care whether it's full or not? Or, you know, you fill it up.
I fill it up, and then as soon as it clicks that it's done, I guess some people squeeze it and try to get a few more. I don't.
No, dude, that's not what we're doing. We're not squeezing it to get a few more. Why do we add a little more, Lorraine?
Well, most people do it to get like a flat dollar amount.
That's the key. You try and get to $45, $33, so you're not paying $33.19. It helps us balance our checkbooks a lot easier when you have a flat number.
My account always has random cents anyway, so I don't ever care about it being an even number.
I kind of do think that's just like an older person's habit to like get it on the number, but I don't necessarily try to get the number. I just try to get as much as humanly possible in my gas tank so I don't have to stop as often. Okay. So, like, I go, once it pops, I go again until it pops the second time, and then I put it back.
Wow.
You so megalode.
Wow. Well, I used to do the, you know, where I'll try to hit a certain number. Or it was somebody once told me that air sometimes does a false, like the air pressure will sometimes make a kick. And so there's actually more room, so put some more in.
But the air made the handle of the gas pump kick back
right.
out.
And so I used to do that, but then I got gas poured all over my car. And I'm like, well, I never want to deal with that crap again. So every time it just clicks off, I just put it back in. I don't care what the number's on.
Another hack, Amanda's dad said, never go to a gas station where the big truck is filling up the gas tanks at the gas station.
Why?
Why?
Because I think too much air runs through the tanks and into your car.
Look at us all becoming gas scientists.
Petroleum engineers is what we are. Now, I think, producer Nicole, you got to be like me. Are you competitive where you try and nail the number?
Yes.
Yes, I am too.
In fact, the other day, I landed right at $35 without even trying. It was 35.00, and I took a picture of it.
Yes. I told the guy at the pump next to me one day, I was like, yes, all by myself. And then he looked at me, I go, nailed it.
So you guys, so maybe it's like competitive people do the nozzle and they click it a few more times.
Yeah, but bonus points, though, if you can run it from the minute you pump it, right, to the and then just only click it off once and nail the number, you might as well blow off your fingers like you're a six shooter. Yes! I nailed it. Because you can do it with the quick pumps. You can try and get up there.
Yeah. 704 texted in and said, that's not even good for your car. You shouldn't overload your car with gas.
Loren.
Sorry.
It's an expensive car you're overloading.
Shut up.
I do the same, 336, says Roy.
Oh, good.
803 says, what a nosy busybody this person is, Roy. There's nothing wrong with it. I do the same thing, too.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I remember my parents used to always try to top it off more. I know my sister does. I just don't. I just, when I'm done, I'm done.
Do we want another fuel lesson from someone, or do we want to move on?
I don't know. It's fine. I like this petroleum engineer thing.
Okay. I think since all of us, for the most part, have cars that run on gas, unless you own a Tesla, this segment's for you.
Let's talk with Alex in Iron Station. You're on with the Manny Roy of the Ram Morning Show.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, man.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, I looked up a video one day, and the science behind it is amazing. It's really interesting. You can't actually put air, too much air in your gas tank. It's not possible. Once it has air, it releases a suction and stop pumping gas. So
okay, so that whole theory of the air kicks it, so put a little bit more in, that's just not true.
That's just not true.
Yeah.
It's if you pulled it out a little further, it would let you put more in, but that's just, and once it touches the gas, the air pocket, yeah, releases that pressure and it stops pumping gas.
I wouldn't
recommend that, though.
We need to come up with a term, Nicole, where what do we call it when you nail the number? You know what I mean? Like the MRL show,
a gas-ism.
Everyone in our audience, a gasasm.
I just got a gasasm.
Alex, have you ever had a gasasm?
That's hilarious.
Did you ever pull a gasasm, Alex?
I don't know if I'd call it that.
Oh, he doesn't like
being
it.
Being lucky, I guess.
Being lucky, he wants to call it. All right, thank you, Nicole. Are we on board with gasasm?
Yeah. Say it one more time, please.
You say it.
Gasasm.
Yes!
It feels good to say it.
That's when you nail the number.
So weird.
$35, $37, even. It's a gasasm.
Meanwhile, every single time, I'm like 28, 31. I'm always random numbers.
That's so weird.
Random numbers.
That's so weird. All right. You guys can always DM us. Whenever you see us out in public, you can tell us what's going on in our lives so everyone else on the show knows. We have the gossip box over here.
We
fill it with our own eyes when we see someone on the show doing something. We write it down and put it in the gossip box. But you guys can DM us at the MRL Show.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Gasasm.
I'm gonna go feel up later. I hope I have a gasasm.
We pulled a clip of me saying it. Gasasm. What was it, Meanie? Gasasm. Y'all are crazy. I mean, we've had some topics and conversations on the show that blow up, and everybody's talking about it, but the amount of text messages and phone calls we're getting off the air about gas and pumping gas...
I mean, everyone's a petroleum engineer.
Really?
I mean, what are we doing here?
I now know to get gas in the morning when it's colder because you get more gas, evidently, because of science.
864 says, per my dad, half a tank is best to drive on, as driving with a full tank actually costs you gas to drive around because it's heavier on your car. So if you have an 18-gallon tank, don't fill it up all the way. Ride around with 9 gallons, and you're actually saving, you're getting better mileage. What? How about this?
So I guess under that theory, it would be better, like, I'm kicking the kids out of the car, right? Like, my husband can't come.
Hey, where's the person who put either diesel in a gas car or gas in a diesel car?
Oh, that would total your vehicle, won't it?
704-570-9595. Who did that to Dad's work truck by accident? I'm sure somebody out there put gas in a diesel work truck.
Do you remember one of the guys who used to work here over at the sports station put, I don't remember if he got a new car, but he was used to putting a certain kind in.
Oh, yeah.
And he got a new car and he went to go put that in, but whatever it was the opposite. So if it was a diesel truck that he normally had, he put, you know,
yeah,
diesel in a regular car.
Did they have to drain it out or did
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
that.
They
had to, like, siphon it all out.
Oh, Frank.
And he had it towed because he knew he couldn't turn the car on because if it went through the engine, he would
explode that. Yeah.
Right.
828 says, oh my God, I'm too scared to keep pumping because I'm scared the gas will overflow and I don't want gas all over the place. I'm scared of everything, they said.
I don't blame you because I see some people that will, like, start the automatic gas thing and then walk into the store.
That's what I do.
But aren't you afraid that it's going to overfill and you're going to come back to gas pouring everywhere?
It typically pops, like, halfway through. Then I got to stand there anyway.
It should pop off, dude. There's nothing better than pumping your gas and going to do something else rather than just standing over there sitting
in the car.
But then,
okay, what if someone just rolls up to your pump and steals your gas?
Nobody's going to do that.
I don't know. I see people do that, and I think they're nuts.
Nobody's going to steal your car. Although some people do drive away with the tank, the hose still popped
attached,
in. Because they're meant to break off if somebody, it's a tearaway hose, if somebody pulls off. And that happens way too many times. Didn't you do that once?
No.
Maybe Cassidy, the old girl I worked with. Somebody did it more than once where they pulled away with the hose in there twice.
Why has it got to be me? Because I'm the bad driver on the show?
Yes.
That's what it comes down to, Ren.
Let's talk with John and Shelby. You're on with the Mandy Roy and the Ren Show.
Yeah, my boss and I, we grabbed the wrong tank of gas one day for his John Deere Gator UTV. And we put diesel in it, and it apparently runs a lot better on gas.
Oh. So when you put diesel in a gas car, does it just ruin the engine altogether?
Well,
if it gets all the way up in there, if you realize it off, like, the first start or two, you can just drain it and clean it really good, and it'll run rough for a while, but it'll eventually be fine. You don't ruin the vehicle.
Oh, man.
Okay, thanks, John.
I want a Gator so bad. I just don't have any property for one.
Hold on. I'm calling somebody. Somebody else wants to chime in.
You going to call John Deere and get a Gator? Those things are cool.
I do want a Gator. No, I'm calling my mom.
Oh, why? Have she messed up?
Let's see if she answers. I can't believe she's awake.
Hello?
Hey. Hi.
Yes.
You're on the radio, so don't switch. Yeah, what are you doing?
I have to go to test.
Okay. Yeah, mom's going to see the doctor today. All right. Fully vaccinated, by the way.
Yay!
My mom and my dad. Keep the radio off. Just talk to us on the phone real quick. What was this gas conversation has taken us miles more than we ever thought it was going to go. What did you want to say? Give everyone your little gas tidbit, Mom.
How about the little insignia on the little symbol in the car that shows you which side your gas tank is on?
Yep. Yeah, that's very useful. Not a lot of people know about that. Low gas light will tell you where to go.
Right, or there's like a little arrow to the right by the E, and they should tell you that when you buy your car. That should be the first thing they say.
They don't tell you that at all.
I guess they figure everyone knows it. The other thing is that when you take your gas cap off, there's a little slot for it on the door of your gas fold.
Oh, yes. Some cars, not all.
Oh, I was about to say, really?
Yeah.
Mine just dangled.
Yeah.
I think it's the majority of
okay.
them.
Actually, I think mine fell off. There's nothing keeping, there's no cap on mine. Good.
Your car's a mess. Hey, what?
A lot of talking.
Yeah, that's what we do, Mom. We have a talk show. Tell everybody else what's special about gas in New Jersey. Give another fact.
Oh, I love it.
Uh-oh. Are you there, Mom? Oh, Mom's phone broke up.
What do you think she was going to say?
You can't pump your own gas in New Jersey.
Oh, they got their own staff?
I think it's New Jersey and either Oregon or Utah where you have to go and you wait. You can't get out of your car to pump your own gas.
I think Pennsylvania used to be like that,
a lot
too.
Because
we still
did.
Have, like, we're either or now in Pennsylvania.
Do you remember when one state changed the law and they required their citizens to pump their own gas and everybody flipped out? Nobody knew how.
Well, they're the good news is like when it's raining and cold, you don't have to get out of your car. The bad news is when you pull up, you're at the mercy of when they come over to you.
Yeah.
You have to sit there and wait. You have to be waited on like a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So there is my mom. Very special moment on the show. Adding to the gas facts. Can we be done with it?
Yeah.
And mom, use the term gas.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Today.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So, apparently, something that I've been taught to never do, not only just on the first date, but like never admit that a lady does it. You're supposed to do it on a first date now.
This is unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. You know, traditionally, you're supposed to be on your best behavior on your first date. You want the other person to think you're perfect. You send your representative.
Yeah. You're not the real you. You're not farting in front of them yet.
Well, that's what people are now saying you should do on a first date.
What, farting?
Yeah. They say
nice,
don't,
Roy.
Don't hold anything back, including your gas.
What do they want you to do? Doom the first date?
No, but like if you've got to, just go ahead and let her rip.
I mean, could you imagine if you're sitting out at Chili's or Applebee's and you just let one fire out?
Somebody actually said, this is the gassiest girl I've ever met.
Well, I will say, if you're not hiding gas on a first date, what else is there to hide? You know, I mean, maybe that you break down one wall right off the bat. You're going to be honest with each other. Can you imagine? Tell me more about like your family and your job. Excuse me.
Oh, that's my gosh. Gross. I would probably leave the date.
I think I would, too.
Wait. We're open and honest with each other now. Where are you going?
Like, we got to get to at least. Ideally, 3 months.
Who wrote this article? Who's the source?
It's Elite Daily.
A guy who's single wrote this article.
Who can't figure out why he's not getting other dates.
Yeah.
Like, Elite Daily's pretty good.
I need to be invested in the relationship before you toot in front of me.
Does a doctor weigh in? Is there any other scientific facts on this? To like a love expert say, don't do it? Or are they just saying you should toot on the first date?
I mean, this side is like the new rule.
And you know, if I do toot in front of my significant other, it's never disgusting. Like it's always like an emergency situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we're in the studio, Manny, you toot pretty disgustingly in front of us, where you could have easily had more than enough ample time to walk out,
right,
or go to the bathroom.
Why am I taking trap? No, we're not talking about me in the studio. We're talking about dating, Roy.
Well, I'm just saying that, like I guess I try to be, I do my best to.
I do too.
How
to hold off.
Long did you wait to do the dirty in front of your wife?
Some say it was that night at the bar.
I mean, I'm the gassiest person on the planet.
I know you are.
So I don't know. I mean, probably a long time, but I probably did it in front of her and blamed someone else.
The dog.
Do you remember I had the other issue though? Like, she's like, we have been around each other
for
8 months, and you've had an accident 2 times?
Yeah, that's weird.
I ate bad food, had a really bad gas problem, I tooted, and there was an accident. And then we went to this event called the Italian Fest, and I was a lasagna taste tester. You try and do that, like 12 plates of lasagna, see what it does to your stomach. I had a run to the porta potty and came out without underwear.
Oh my God.
And she goes, all right, seriously, that's it. Like, that's 2 times in 8 months that you've had an underwear accident.
Yeah, 3 strikes, you're out.
Yeah, and I shaped up after that.
I kind of feel like that's how it is with you farting.
Okay, let's go to break. The focus of the conversation is more interesting than me. It says you should toot on a first date, and yet here we are talking about me and my issues.
I'm just noticing your flaws, that's all. Yeah, well, I love you for them.
Oh, good. Well, thanks,
buddy. I do love you. You just fart a lot.
If you farted on our first show, I might not be here.
I have news for you. I think he farted when I was auditioning.
I had an HR complaint against me, not here, at another radio station from a co-host.
Yeah.
For farting.
Really?
Yeah. I said, I don't know what to tell you. I have a medical issue, and I'm a little sensitive about it.
Can I tell you about this?
Medical issue.
I know we were right about to come out. I'm running out of time, but there was a moment where I was like, I don't know about this guy. Because you were given this task to show me like a good place to have dinner. He drops me off in the worst part of town and says, yeah, there's tons of restaurants around here, and then just drives off.
What?
Yes.
We have to dive deeper into that in the rap party because I don't remember that.
It was at near Woodlawn, like right off Woodlawn.
Mumford.
No, that's not where you dropped me off.
That's near Woodlawn.
You dropped me off right next to a strip club.
I wanted to see if you were gay or straight. We were testing each other.
I was like, there's a Bojangles and a strip club right here. What am I supposed
to
do?
803 said, what about tooting right before you move furniture or during furniture moving?
Dude, you will kill the mood.
I mean, I'll laugh if that happens, but yeah.
Okay. All right. Roy is going to give us an impossible question coming up. I love when he does these mind benders.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits. It's 95.1, the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show in the middle of a Roy mind bender.
All right. When it comes to past relationships, 1 out of 4 Americans do this, and their current partner has no clue. Let's quickly talk with, this is Laura and Charlotte. What do you think?
Hi, I think that 1 in 4 are having a dream about their partner.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
All right.
Wait a minute.
You said that.
Wait, Laura, are you having? We have to ask the big question, Laura. Are you dreaming about your ex and not telling your partner?
I have really wacky dreams all the time. I dream a lot, so sometimes it's like someone from high school, or it could be. I mean, I have dreams every night.
We all do, but do you not tell your ex when it's about an ex, or do you not tell your partner when it's about an ex?
I probably wouldn't bring it up.
Yeah. Smart.
Probably smart.
Thanks, Laura.
Roy, you said this, you could see me doing this?
Yes.
Is it use an ex's credit card?
No.
It's got to be this.
All right.
If Loren's over it.
This is Gigi and Charlotte. 1 out of 4 Americans do this when it comes to their past relationships. What is it?
I said watching porn. But I totally wasn't keeping in mind that you guys were referring to it as ex.
Yes, it's
not right.
It involves the ex, so that's incorrect.
But someone listening does watch porn with their ex in the audience, guaranteed. No judgment.
Jacqueline in Mooresville, what do you think it is?
Hi, I think they keep pictures, presents, letters in a box tucked away somewhere.
That is incorrect.
Oh, the X-Files. I have an X-File still.
Let's talk with Ozzy.
A lot of people do.
Ozzy and Gastonia, when it comes to past relationships, 1 out of 4 Americans do this, and their current partner has no clue. What do you think it is?
I say lusting.
Lusting is wrong. Incorrect.
Sorry, we have another Ozzy on the phone that wants to answer.
Okay, go ahead, Ozzy.
Is that correct? He actually
got it right.
All right, give us a good clue.
Okay, and if you don't like this clue, tell me, and I'll do another one. But when it comes to past relationships, 1 out of 4 Americans do this, and their current partner has no clue. Their ex has no clue either.
It goes back to the porn thing.
And it's not Facebook stalking.
You're warm. You know,
all right.
You're getting close.
I'm in the ballpark.
In the ballpark.
What was the ballpark?
Like Facebook stalking.
Okay. All right. 704-570-9595. Let's solve this riddle.
I actually listen to y'all every morning. I love y'all.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
A little bit of a morning mind bender to get you started. When it comes to past relationships, 1 out of 4 Americans do this, and their current partner has no clue, and their ex has no clue.
Our phone lines are jammed up. Let's try and find the smartest person in the Carolinas.
All right, let's go with Diego and Charlotte. What do you think it is?
Having your ex on social media still, like a Snapchat or Instagram?
No, it is not still having them added as a friend on social media.
Wait a minute. What is the rule on that? When you break up with an ex, are you supposed to drop them on social
media?
Cut
them from your life like they never existed.
Me and my ex, we still have each other on our social media. I have multiple exes on them. Oh. They keep it civil, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably the best
Diego,
one.
I have like... I probably am friends with like 5, 6, or 7 exes on social media. Definitely Facebook. I don't know about Instagram, but definitely Facebook. All right, thank you, Diego.
All right, when it comes to past relationships, 1 out of 4 Americans do this. And their current partner has no clue. Let's go with Michelle. Welcome to the Mandy Warren the Rent Show. What do you think it is?
They have risque pictures of them.
Ooh, risque.
Ooh.
That is you still do?
Yes.
Oh, that's incorrect, but interesting.
Do they know that you have these risque pictures?
Yes.
You know, that's why Loren says she will never, ever take a picture and send it to Dow.
I don't blame her.
Swear to God, because you know what? If stuff goes south, then he's got something to hold over my head. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I know. I could use him if I want to.
Nah, thanks, Michelle. That's not right. Let's see if Casey and Charlotte is close. Hi, Casey. What's your answer?
I think it's maybe they mute or block their ex on social media.
When it comes to past relationships, 1 out of 4 Americans do this, and their partner doesn't know, and their ex doesn't know. It is not muting or blocking.
Thanks, Casey.
The opposite.
All right, let's go with John. John in Richfield, what do you think it is?
I think it's checking up or following the ex.
When it comes to past relationships, 1 out of 4 Americans do this. Their current partner has no clue. The ex has no clue. John in Richfield, it is following and keeping track of their ex. 1 out of 4 Americans are currently tracking an ex's real-time location on their phone.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Dude, that is insane. That is shady. Oh, my gosh.
I was going to say maybe driving by their ex's house, but they're like actively tracking them in real time.
They're tracking their ex's phone location. And, Loren, that's something you would so do.
I don't know if Lorraine cares so much about an ex.
No, but if Dallas left her...
Oh, she'd be doing
she'd
circles.
She'd be tracking.
If her husband, if Lorraine's husband and her got split up and Lorraine's husband started dating someone else, Lorraine would get her pilot's license so she could circle over him.
For sure.
All right, but congratulations. You are the smartest person in the Carolinas.
Thank you.
See you, bud.
I like that Loren's flying overhead and Dallas and new Dal. Why does that plane keep following us, Dal? You have any idea?
Wait, what's the banner say?
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
I still can't get over the stat that you gave. We started this about 30 minutes ago with the Mindbender, Roy, and we just found out the answer just before 9.
Yeah, 1 out of 4 Americans are tracking their ex's real-time location.
So let's break that down, Loren. That's not, like, following them on social media.
No, that's 25% of people, pretty much.
Why are people...
That's a big number.
And by the way, someone called off the air a little while ago and said they caught their ex driving past their house. If you're someone who ever busted an ex around you...
Stalking, driving by, following.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because I asked this person a question. I said, well, was there anything to it that made you feel like, hey, makes you feel really important?
Like they still want to know what you're up to?
Because maybe my demented mind, I would be like, wow, okay, I'm still top of mind for them.
Mm-hmm. You are demented. You'd get a stalker and be flattered. Be like, yeah, fine, man. Like, oh my God.
I have an ex-friend that would drive by my house.
An ex-friend?
Uh-huh. Not an ex-boyfriend, but an ex-friend.
What does that accomplish?
But I wanted to know all the time. I'm like, what is your end game? If you see my car, are you going to stop and talk to me? Like,
how did it come to your attention that an ex-friend was doing that?
I think somebody at the house realized.
And then
that there
told
was
you.
Yeah.
Craziness. 704-570-9595. Did you bust an ex tracking you, basically? I wonder legit, is there only one answer? Is it because the ex is jealous and doesn't want you to be with someone else?
Yeah.
Is that that's the answer?
Has to be. I'm not over you. You're mine still, right?
What if they're just curious of what they're up to?
Well, wouldn't you just then go to social media?
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
Why is this person going to Earth Fair? That's odd. They never went to Earth Fair with me.
I bet they do ask those questions. Like, if you changed anything that you normally do, they're like, what the F?
Publix? You were always Harris Teeter.
We were a Teeter household.
I mean, sometimes Food Lion, but... paper bags? You always did plastic.
I don't even know you.
You know hurt people do that so much, man. Like, they overanalyze.
I really feel bad if you're doing that.
Because, especially if you do it for me, because I'm very whimsical. Like, I'll just one day be like, yeah, let's do this.
A lot of text messages coming in. 864 said, I moved out of my apartment because my ex knew my schedule and would be standing at my door when I was walking up to leave with my kids.
No, sir. Called pepper spray. Sorry, you snuck up on me.
803 said I had a crazy ex that would watch me come and go from my house. He called one night because some people came over and a guy I met for the first time that night cussed him out on the phone. 10 years later, that random guy that stood up for me is my husband with two kids.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Wow. I told you about the time when I went back to New Jersey. I was probably working in California. My high school sweetheart, we were just friends. Like, we had the same group of friends. So when I went back to New Jersey, I stayed with one of the guys that was friends with her. And we all went to her apartment that overlooked New York City. It was a beautiful view over the Hudson River from New Jersey. And we were all just partying, drinking, having a good time. And her current boyfriend, now her husband, but her current boyfriend at the time called her and was like, hey, I'm not going to make it home tonight. I'm stuck down here at the beach. I won't make it home. And then 2 seconds later, he busted through the door like he was going to catch something.
Oh, that's weird.
So she dragged him into the other room and read him the riot act. Like, you got to grow up. This is like, we're all just hanging out, having a good time.
Yeah.
How weird was that, right?
That's really weird.
Never got over that. That was very odd.
And they married.
They're married now with kids.
Interesting.
I guess he proved his love that night. 704 said, my boyfriend's mom had an ex-husband who came in after they split up and went through the trash of the apartment. So she got a ton of protection, if you will, and threw them in the trash for him to find.
Take that.
I am dead.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, listen. We've been doing Zooms long enough. We've given you guys article after article on proper ways, what you shouldn't do, what you should do on a Zoom call, how to be careful.
You could be like me and just take the appointments from your car.
Yeah, while you're driving.
All loud.
I do sometimes.
Since everything's on Zoom now, school board meetings are on Zoom. And in Northern California, a Zoom board, school board was on Zoom. And they didn't realize they were live. And they were talking crap about parents. It's like the biggest no-no. Listen to this. Here's one person criticizing parents while the Zoom meeting is live. And the parents are watching the school board.
And they don't know what we do behind the scenes. And it's really unfortunate that they want to pick on us because they want their babysitters back.
Right.
Right.
That's just and they don't know what
That's just replaying. But she goes on to say that they want their babysitters back. And Loren's not mad at that comment.
I think there are some parents that feel that way.
When I found out they all resigned, I thought they said something way worse.
I don't know. I think they were saying what a lot of people think.
Another school.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying everybody feels that way, but there are definitely some.
Another school board trustee appeared to talk about parents' frustrations over close closures to drug use.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure. Listen to this.
My brother had a delivery service for medical marijuana. The high clientele were parents with their kids in school.
What? The highest clientele of his was parents that their kids were in school.
Yeah, his brother sold marijuana to parents of kids in their school.
Okay. So I guess when the kids would go to school, he'd make his deliveries. And so that
guy's on the school board?
And so he's insinuating that parents want their marijuana. And that's why they want the kids back. Okay. That's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
The full 8-minute video, which is posted up at kiss95.1.com, doesn't they don't really attack parents, but they are just airing out some general frustrations, unaware that they're being watched by some 250 people.
How did they not know that they weren't, that they were live? Like, do they just think they were on a closed circuit, or?
And how does no one call them? Because it sounds like this conversation went on for way too long.
Right, right. I don't have the audio, but one member did ask, are we alone? Like, why are we the only ones that feel this way? Parents are mad at me. Bitch, if you're going to call me out,
yeah.
I'm going to F you up.
A school board member says that?
Yeah,
okay, that's good.
That's good.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Now I get why everybody resigned.
Yeah.
That's not cool, man.
They all resigned. The whole school board resigned.
Just sounded like a complaint session.
You can go listen to that whole thing, all 8 minutes. It's up at kiss951.com.
I absolutely love you guys. My husband and I listen every morning. You are entertainment on the way to work.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
All right, Rand, besides Kim Kardashian and Kanye, which I need some info on that, what else is going on in Hollywood?
Yeah, well, if you want to start with Kim Kardashian, she mm-hmm. has officially filed for divorce. Now, we knew this was coming. She's been working with Laura Wasser, who's like the celebrity divorce lawyer.
That's what life is about.
But they've apparently come to a joint legal agreement and physical custody agreement of their four children, which Kanye is fine with the agreement, but still having a hard time coming to terms with the fact that they are going to be divorced.
Kim, yeah. Do you feel bad that things are over?
No.
We got to discuss rebounds and do bets on who it's going to be.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Hmm.
I'm in for that.
You already have someone in mind? For Kim?
I think everyone's going to assume it's going to be an athlete.
Yep.
I'm going to say she's going to steer away from the athletes.
Mm.
Another musician?
Maybe, but I don't think it's going to be like an NBA player. I know that's her type, but.
I think an A-lister.
Like, give me an example.
Leo DiCaprio.
No way.
That's so stupid.
No way.
You know what? Screw you guys.
I think Tom Hanks.
No, he's married. Tom Cruise, on the other hand, I don't believe is married.
I kind of feel like Kim might sit for a while.
Yeah, I do.
Like,
too.
I feel like she might just focus on her legal career.
No, but the anytime she's ever with a guy, there's going to be speculation.
And the answer is she's going back to an ex.
No.
That's what I say. Ray J, the guy who started it all. All right, what else?
Nick Jonas is going to be playing double duty on SNL this weekend, which, Roy, you said you watched SNL this past weekend.
Yeah, big
And it was pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
The guy from Bridgerton hosted.
Yes, he has like a French name.
Pierre Boulay.
Yeah,
Bonbon.
He's hot.
Yep.
But yeah, I heard you said it was pretty funny.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I mean, of course, like with every SNL, there's some drag, but you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the filmmakers for the Britney Spears docuseries or sequel, they're talking about a sequel for the Britney thing.
I know, and I want to get the I Am Britney podcasters to come on our podcast, The Rap Party, and discuss this further, and I'm just trying to figure out a time. I've already reached out.
Have they said yes?
Yeah, of course. Tell them we are a very popular syndicated morning show in the Southeast.
Right, why wouldn't they?
Yep, so we were John Boy and Billy.
And John Boy is a huge Britney fan.
Yeah. And then Halsey, she's reflecting on pregnancy and how it's changing her body in an Instagram post. I went through this myself, so if you want to check it out, you can head to kiss951.com.
Happy National Margarita Day, everybody.
Woo! I'll be making one today.
Me too, I'll be making two. One for my wife, one for myself. Will you be putting salt on the rim?
You know, I used to not like salt in the rim, but now I do.
I'm doing skinnies.
Skinny margarita?
Yep.
Good. What is it? Is that just lime juice and tequila?
It's like Contro and tequila, basically, and lime juice. Yeah.
I'm going to put sugar, salt. I'm going to have nachos with it.
Mmm. All right. Well, toodaloo.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.